You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Lived Experience Leadership Conference in Birmingham. And we just listened to a great presentation regarding artificial intelligence, AI, delivered by our very own head of inclusive design at RNIB, Robin Spinks, who joins us now. Robin, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure.
One of the things you've talked about as a main message of this is using how best to approach AI and use it as, and what to use it as. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
I use AI on a daily basis for lots of tasks, from, you know, refining writing through to making checklists to doing industry research. But I think the big thing that governs all of that for me really is the requirement to be using AI as a companion and not as a replacement for human effort and human skill and intervention. So I'm very much using it as a companion in my activities rather than using it as an alternative to my input. That feels like a healthy balance and a healthy mix. And it's maybe also reassuring to people who are feeling threatened by AI, which we know a lot of people are. So it's just about having a balanced and healthy relationship with the technology, I think.
Can you give us some examples of how AI can be used day to day to, you know, make things easier to do rather than completely kind of replace things?
Yeah, on a daily basis, AI is tremendous if you're blind or low vision like me, because it actually allows you to have a description of where something is or what something is. So it might be that you have used, for example, Gemini Pro to show it my desk, and then subsequently asked it where my keys were. It was able to tell me that my keys were behind the keyboard to the right of the monitor. That's the kind of helpfulness that is so valuable for folk like us. So using it for spotting stuff, for getting descriptions, for creating research, for creating itineraries. And you know, on a daily basis, basically trying new things with it. But I think what we all need to do, Hubert, is just be cautious. We need to be... I'm a huge fan of AI, but I'm also cautious about making sure that it's not being over relied upon. We're not bigging it up beyond its capabilities.
I think one of the things you mentioned there during your talk, which I thought was incredibly important, because when I use AI, it's something that I make sure I maintain, and it's maintaining that the ability for the human to be in control of what AI does and how much it helps you and how much we as people, as users, rely on it.
I think so. I mean, I think if you take a really simple task like booking and buying, you know, so booking a ticket for something, that would be an example of a task where I think we will be able to hand over to AI and be confident that it's got it right. But anything that's got more complexity or nuance, I want to be across it. I want to be looking at it and checking it and making sure that it's giving me the right information. You know, applaud it and let's celebrate it. It's incredible. But let's also just be mindful of its shortcomings. AI does get things wrong sometimes, and that's okay.
One of the things we talked about is screenless devices when it comes to AI, and that, you know, there are some screenless devices, you know, coming, slowly being made. Not much about them is known about it. Can you share a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I was particularly interested in the OpenAI collaboration with LoveFrom, and LoveFrom is the company that Jony Ive, former Apple chief designer, set up. So we know that they're creating a device that's AI-powered, but it's a screenless device. So the idea here is that you'll be able to speak to it, and it will also use cameras to get an idea of what's around you. So I think there's a really interesting conversation about new modalities, you know, new ways of interacting. We've become, I think, as a society, to varying degrees, we've become screen obsessed. And that's kind of no more evident than when you look at young kids using displays and the difficulties of getting them off displays. You know, there has to be another way. There has to be another modality for interacting with technology that's healthier and that's about peace and comfort and confidence. So I think being able to combine tactile, camera feeds and audio, that's a really interesting kind of crossroads, and something that I'm really keen to see more more development in.
You've also mentioned that actually what I like a lot is tactile buttons and tactile controls returning again, which is quite nice.
Yeah, we've seen automotive in particular, we've seen a progression towards capacitive touch as being the only input mechanism. In the last 5 years, that's really switched to manufacturers like Kia and Nissan and Volkswagen bringing back tactile switches. So, you know, if you're a driver in an unfamiliar place at night, and the weather conditions maybe aren't good, you can't afford to take your eyes off the screen to stab around in a capacitive touch display on a screen. You really need to just drop your hand down and know that the switch in the middle is the one that's going to turn on your heated screen, for example. So it's that certainty and confidence that tactile affords people. I think the automotive industry is only just beginning to realise that actually that had such a huge value that we can't really operate safely without it. So we're seeing tactile returning in automotive, and I think that speaks volumes for the value of tactile as an input and output mechanism across all walks of life. So, you know, tactile is here to stay. In 100 years' time, tactile will be as valuable for human beings as it is today.
You've also mentioned smart glasses. You know, we've talked about the Meta glasses and their importance and how, you know, they've taken over by storm, but, you know, that doesn't stop the fact that there are other smart glasses coming to the market which may be equally as helpful, if not more.
Absolutely. The Meta glasses have been amazing, and I've got a pair myself. I really enjoy them. They're a great product. But I think, you know, what we're really keen to see in that space is disruption, and that happens when you bring on board other players. So we're really excited to try out the whole range of devices that will use Google's Android XR and Gemini in particular as part of the smart glasses form factor. I think that's really going to take us to a new level of granularity and information. And, you know, for all of us, it's just about opening up access, leveling that playing field, and just enabling people to live their best life with technology.
Finally, to finish off, what would be your takeaway you'd love people to grab from your presentation?
I think if you haven't experimented much with AI, go and try it. Go and try Gemini, for example, try Copilot. But think about how you can be in control. So use it and enjoy it. But remember that ultimately humans are a critical part of this continuum. It's about technology and human beings working in concert.
Fantastic. Robin Spinks, Head of Inclusive Design at RNIB. Thank you very much for speaking to us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.